started sewing in middle school, which in the 70s was junior high school. And it was all about home economics. I loved sewing. I loved home economics. I loved that apron, the pillows, and all those little sorts of things that you made in home economics. But I wasn't satisfied with the apron, and I wanted to do more. I came home, and I told my dad, I am really interested in sewing. And he said, well, let's sit down and talk about how you can become a dressmaker. I said, Dad, you know, it's such a fabulous thing when you can put something on and you made it yourself. And I think maybe 2 years after I had that conversation with my dad, my entire basement looked like Project Runway, like I was a professional. I was a professional dressmaker. I had a very bad experience in middle school. I was bullied quite a bit. I couldn't understand why I was being bullied. I was very quiet, very shy. The only extroverted part of me was the sewing. And the young ladies that were bullying me, I didn't know them because they weren't in any of my classes, because the expectation in my family was greater than the expectation that they had in their family. So the school counselors reached out to my parents and they said, we have to find a way to save Iretha. She will not reach her full potential if she goes to high school with these young ladies. So off to the conversation about the high school that was quite a bit away from the rest of the children that I was to go to school with. And so I enrolled in Crossland High School, Temple Hills, Maryland. I am actually a 1978 graduate of Crossland High School's commercial sewing program. Thank you, Ms. Leek. Have to say that. I loved sewing. I loved Crossland. Of course, I was away from the bullies. I was in school with people that were like-minded. We all had the same things in mind. We all wanted to go places. We all wanted to be fashion designers. Although in the 70s, they called it Future Homemakers of America. That tells you how far we've come. I realized in the 80s, early 80s, that sewing would not sustain me, and I ventured into corporate America. I enjoyed a 30-year career in corporate America. I started as a receptionist for a law firm, and I ended in 2009 as a pharmaceutical sales rep traveling internationally and domestically for Homeland Security. I loved the job. I loved it. It was satisfying, but it wasn't fulfilling. So one day at a trade show, I was pretending products were dresses, as I was describing them. And when I finished the day, at the end of the day, I went to my room and I got out a checklist and I said, let me check off some things that I've gotten from this 30-year experience in corporate America. And all the boxes checked to, it's time to leave. So I happily said, see you later, corporate America. And I never looked back. They thought I was really insane. They said, Iretha, you are leaving your position here in corporate America to do what? And I said, to teach America to sew. That's actually how the brand started, teaching America to sew. So moving forward to 2013, I became a certified sewing educator, and I got my first contract with Hancock Fabrics in Waldorf, Maryland. I was super excited. I was doing what I wanted. No, I was not making the same kind of loot, but my spirit was making the same kind of loot. I was teaching class one day, and I saw this person kept passing by. She just kept flashing by me, and I was like, who is this? I could feel her energy was not good energy. And when she stepped in the room, she said, are you Iretha Day? And I said, well, yes, I am. And she said, so what are you actually doing? And I didn't really pick up the negativity right away. I said, well, I'm teaching sewing, and I left my job in corporate America, and I'm just having a fabulous time at this. And she said to me, what? We really thought we had changed that venue for you. I was so surprised that 30 plus years later, I would run into this bully who I identified to be my bully as soon as she said my name, Iretha Day. I was back in middle school at that point, and I felt a little, ooh, you know, what's going to happen to me? But I remember I put my foot down, and I put my hand up, and I said, well, you know, Here's what I can tell you. I can say thank you. Thank you, because you are the reason why I am here today. Because had you not harassed me every day going to home economics, and then your friends joined in, I would not have made it to Crossland, to their commercial sewing program, to be who I am today. And that was that, end of that bully. End of her. Crushed her, and felt real good about crushing her. On the ride home, I was thinking about all the other things that I wanted to do in my business, and my primary role in my business, I wanted to bring sewing back to young people. I noticed that everything was computerized, techie, like, and that's good stuff. I mean, I have kids, and I have a techie one over there, and that's really a nice way to earn a living, but a life skill is actually nice to have. So I decided that I would develop a program for young people where they would learn to sew. Now, it could be sewing as a hobby, sewing because you want to have a business, or sewing because you want to be a fashion designer, and that's pretty much what I started with the Future Designers of America program. In 2015, I put away the sewing machine. I was traveling with 12 machines in my car, going to this store, putting them back in the car, going to the next store, and I'm like, wow, I'm getting a little older. This is tiring. These machines are heavy. It's time for me to get my own studio. So I investigated Historic Savage Mill. I loved it because it was an excellent marketing backdrop. That was that business person that was calling me to what my plan was. And I joined Savage Mill, where it's a really nice, eclectic place with all like-minded people, and we're all trying to run our business. Now I am in my seventh year with the Future Designers of America program. It is really working. It is very successful. If you meet my kids, you should get their autographs right away. Right away. Because they're definitely going to be fashion designers. This year alone, I have spent a lot of time in high school. I've gone to high school plays where my students have either been models or they've been the costume designers. So I've been on the front row. Yay, yay! It is so lovely to be able to reinvent yourself, believe me. And I have, in 2019, my very first future designer graduated and was accepted into Fashion Institute of Technology of New York. You probably heard me. Thank you. You probably heard me screaming in Baltimore. And tomorrow, I'm going to have my second Future Designer of America graduate, and she's on her way to Stevenson University to be a fashion designer. So, today I want to tell all young people, bullies are simply sad people that really want to do what you want to do, but they don't know how to do it. So your job is just to be yourself, because everyone else is taken, and you will definitely be successful and meet your mark. I don't know very many people who can say they dreamed of something at 12 and actually got to do it. Thank you for listening.